Every month we put the focus on the topic of health, thanks to those on behalf of the Kirchhoff College of Nursing, our College of Health Professions, and more. Today, let's talk about nursing. Nurses are important in our lives, and I imagine my next guest would agree. Let's talk about simulation and more. Dr. Deborah Bambini, many accolades behind your name, so well-deserved and well-studied. Good morning to you, Dr. Bambini.
Good morning.
All right. What are you most proud of when it comes to your nursing profession?
Our effect on patient care and patient safety.
Good that you are here. You teach at Kirchhoff College of Nursing. You have been since 1993 in general. Why did you choose this field?
Why I chose nursing or teaching?
Let's stay present. Teaching.
Teaching. As a nurse myself, my favorite part of my role was the patient teaching and teaching patients how to care for themselves and become better. And as a student nurse, I really appreciated the professors who sparked that interest in me. And as I work with students now and see the light bulbs go off and see them get excited about learning things and about how to care for patients, that just gives me reward.
And again, doing your teaching now, simulating, simulation coordinator as you are certified, the fundamentals in women's health and obstetrics and more. Is the nursing classroom full?
Oh, absolutely. We turn away applicants every time.
Thank you for that. What is simulation and how is it used in nursing education?
A simulation in a broad sense is creating realistic environments and situations for students to respond to as if they were real patients. We use it in nursing to give students that experience of making decisions on their own and seeing what happens. Technology has advanced so far in recent years that we can provide pretty realistic experiences for them. Some simulations involve mannequins that talk, blink, breathe, have a pulse, blood pressure, etc. And we can control those things from a distance outside the room.
Okay.
So we can make the patient respond to whatever the student does, whether it's providing oxygen, whether it's using a calming tone in their communication with them, we can make that patient respond in a realistic way. This gives them an opportunity to critically think in the heat of the moment and perform appropriate interventions. Mm-hmm. We also have simulations in which we use standard patients.
Yeah.
Those are
like actors?
Exactly. And some schools use people from the acting departments.
Yeah.
But we use community members who we train to portray certain
Yes.
characteristics of a disease process or of a human condition that the student is helping them with. Sometimes we also do hybrid, where if I have a patient and I want to portray somebody with a respiratory or oxygenation problem, but I really need them to practice the correct questioning of the patient to elicit the history, a good history from them. But I also want them to hear what abnormal breath sounds sound like. I'll do a hybrid where I'll have artificial mannequin in the room where they listen to the mannequin that I can have abnormal sounds with, but then they're questioning the standard patient.
Share some benefits of simulation.
Well, in healthcare right now, we have approximately 100,000 losses every year from errors.
Mm.
And so if you think about that, that's the equivalent to 200 to 300 airplanes crashing a year.
Wow.
You know, that number just sounds horrendous to us.
Mm-hmm.
The airline industry figured out pretty quickly that if they continued to do that, have the errors that they were having, that they wouldn't be in business very long. So they instituted simulation into a rigorous pilot training program and required lots and lots of hours prior to ever sitting in a cockpit.
Mm-hmm.
We haven't done a similar kind of thing until we're starting to do that with simulation. Our patients have gotten sicker and sicker. The room for error has lessened, and the errors that happen result in a lot more dire consequences.
Mm-hmm.
One response to this from both education side and the industry side is the implementation of simulation experiences. The advances in technology have made the simulations we do much more sophisticated than they used to be. That enables us to provide a safe environment for students to develop competencies without risking harm to patients. Learning and excellence in nursing care has always occurred at the point of care, which is the bedside. Working initially alongside a nursing expert, and gradually the students take on more and more responsibilities and independence as they gain competency. Simulation helps us to accelerate that a bit, where we can give them a foundation before they even go into their first clinical experience. Mm-hmm. And then while they're having their clinical experiences, we're helping them refine and grow those competencies in the simulation lab as well.
Awesome. Now, simulation doesn't take place of actual clinical experiences. Let's talk about how we're working here.
Oh, absolutely not. As sophisticated and realistic as we can make our simulations, nothing replaces the experience of working with actual patients in real situations. There are facets of the human experience that we just cannot predict, we can't make up, we can't imitate with simulation. Until the student interacts and performs with a real patient, they don't have the confidence that they can do it either. They still have that sense, no matter how realistic we make sim, that it was still, in a sense, pretend and have that nervousness of actually working with real patients. There are also a lot of things that, in the clinical area, students aren't allowed to do. Because of the risk for patient safety, even though a faculty member might be right there beside, there are a lot of more restrictions on nursing students' performances. In simulation, they can actually act as independent in the role of the nurse without the training wheels of their faculty looking over their shoulder. So it's their only chance to really feel and act in the full role of the nurse.
Yes, because one day the cord has to be cut and you've got to be the one to treat that patient as a lucky student. Tell me more about how the Kirchhoff College of Nursing integrates simulation then into the curriculum to prepare your nurses for clinical.
We have instituted and increased our use of simulation over the last few years, adding about 21 hours per clinical course of simulation. That ends up being about 8 to 10% of their clinical time that they now spend in simulation. I think we should go farther than that. And it's important to note that evidence has shown that teaching with simulation is a specialized skill. You have to be trained. There are standards of practice for how to use simulation in nursing education, how to stay skilled at it, how to facilitate students. Because of this, we developed a faculty simulation team at Kirchhoff College of Nursing. So that is a group of us that have taken on the baton, so to speak, and we have studied simulation. We continue to study simulation. We practice. We critique each other in our debriefing skills. We go through peer review for things to make sure that we're providing quality education experience for those students.
And you are a certified healthcare simulation educator.
Yes,
so
I am.
Only the best here. Are you working with other professions for simulation experiences within the college?
Absolutely. It's crucial that healthcare professionals, all healthcare professionals, work with other professionals while in school so that they can better work with them after school. We do provide some experiences, but we need to do more. I have worked with faculty for Michigan State Medicine, Ferris Pharmacy, and Grand Valley Physical Therapy and Physician Assistant Programs on a variety of IPE, interprofessional education simulations. Currently, every Kirchhoff College of Nursing student works on at least two IPE teams in simulation during their senior year. And we hope to expand that as we go further.
And how are you determining the right balance of simulation and clinical experiences?
The right balance is kind of a moving target, and it depends on the level of the student. And there's a lot of debate about this across the nation. Across the nation right now, some boards of nursing have stated that up to 50% of clinical time can be in the simulation experience. Michigan's Board of Nursing just recently last spring came out with that similar type of statement of 50%. Like I said earlier, we do currently about 8 to 10% right now, and possibly we'll be expanding that. However, KCON recognizes that while simulation builds skills and confidence, and most importantly, our simulations, we're not focused on skills. We're focused on the clinical judgment, on what the students notice and how they respond to that. Nothing beats the unpredictability of working with real patients, though. So I believe simulation experiences provide a stronger foundation and safer for entering the clinical site, but it will never replace point-of-care experience.
Yes. bet. I'm going to jump down to the future of simulation. What do you think in nursing education?
I believe that that simulation will become increasingly important in nursing education. I believe that we will move towards competency testing using simulation. Simulation allows us to do more than make sure a student can go through a series of steps to perform a task. And as I mentioned, most importantly, simulation allows us to test the ability of the student to notice their patient condition, notice signs and things of what's going on, interpret that into what does that mean for this patient, react, provide the appropriate interventions, and then to evaluate whether that works. That's all the steps of clinical judgment. We're trying to expand their clinical judgment.
Future nurses upon graduation with Grand Valley, lucky to have you, Dr. Deborah Bambini, and certainly the staff and the simulation. There you are. How do we find out more information about this good work?
You can go to our website through the Grand Valley portal, and or you can contact me. My email is bambinid@gvsu.edu.
All right. Back to work you go.
Thank you.
The classroom is waiting. Take care.
Yes.